Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves is a podcast, part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network. And of course, you can listen to all of our podcasts at ravepubs.com. And this morning, I'm excited to be joined by Nancy Knowlton. Nancy Knowlton, as you know, is a co-founder of Nareva. If you don't know who Nareva is, you're going to find out today, but you should by now. Nancy, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Gary. And how about you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited about InfoComm. Here we are, like about a month away from the show. I know as having worked for a manufacturer, I mean, InfoComm is sort of like the show certainly for the North American market. And now, since it is an international show for other markets as well. So I know that, you know, a lot of stuff gets geared around product introduction wise and you're sort of gearing, you know, updates and the excitement surrounding of a show is not only exciting, but also stressful. How are things going up there?
You know, they're going very well, but I think you're absolutely right. There's just a buzz of activity in our shop over InfoComm preparations. And it's not just the new products that we're getting ready for the show, but it's all of the interactions and engagements with the channel here in North America, as well as sort of the Western European area, that has us really sort of fine-tuning and just getting ready for everything.
Well, for those people that have not heard about Nareva, of course, you can go to www.nareva.com. That's N-U-R-E-V-A.com. You've got a really cool product. In fact, it won our InfoComm product Best New Product of the Year award last year. Tell them what the SPAN is. Tell them what the product does.
Okay, so the SPAN system is designed to solicit and aggregate input from a variety of people. I think, you know, you can go to a typical meeting where you sit and listen to someone. That's not what our product is all about. This is for those working situations where you want everybody to contribute their ideas and input. So everybody is working on their personal device. They have the SPAN software client. In a room, you could have one of our projection systems projecting on this expansive 10-foot wide display. And as you contribute sticky notes, those sticky notes appear on the wall system. So, you know, it replaces what so many people have come to really appreciate about a sticky note process. You think for a little bit, and then you contribute all of your ideas, and then you can move things around and group them. And so, of course, when you're in the digital realm, you're not just getting the active participation from people in the room, but you can bring in a very meaningful way, people who are at other locations. So we can get rid of some of the limitations of the paper sticky note process. And what we've been experiencing over the last year since we debuted this product at InfoComm is that there are a large number of people who just, you know, love this sticky note process. They're using it in Agile and Lean, but they're increasingly looking at bringing in remote participants, not just to listen in, but to actively engage, and they're finding that they're able to do that with our system.
And the neat thing about it that I think I'd like to follow up on your description is that the people that are in the remote locations, they can actually join in on any device they have. So they're actually seeing in real time the same kind of collaboration. So it is true collaboration, because you can use an iPad or for that matter, any device that's connected to the system. And so you could be in a remote location and you're not just watching other people work in a meeting. You're actually seeing it in real time and actually able to collaborate with it yourself.
That's right. You know, you can have teammates who are in their home offices or other locations around the world. And it's not just, you know, for the synchronous collaboration where you're all talking working at the same time. It could be for asynchronous collaboration. So it's a cloud-based service that we're providing. So you just log into your account, you select the canvas that you'd like to work on. It pops up and I can contribute my ideas, I can add images, I can, you know, sort of move things around on that canvas. And anyone, anywhere, whether they're in their home office or, you know, in a group working just in their normal workspace, they can link into that same canvas. And, you know, it's as you say, it's true collaboration. It's not moderated. It's not somebody having control. Everyone can contribute and work in that digital space at the same time.
Yeah, and if you certainly should go by the booth. You're in North Hall, booth number 2847, and go see a demo. And in the meantime, I'd go to the website, nereva.com, and watch the videos that you have, because the videos are really powerful and explains the system really well. I know that over the last 6 months or so, or, you know, since you've been shipping the product, certainly, you've been actively looking for partners all around the world, both in North America and right now. And I know at ISC earlier this year, you were really focused on Europe. How's that going? And can you give us an update on, do you still need new integrators? Are you still looking for dealers and partners? Or are you completely filled up?
We're not completely filled up, Gary. You know, it's a selective recruitment process. We want people who really want to work in this particular product area. So the, you know, you hear everybody talking about value-added dealers and distributors, but that actually is what we're looking for. It's, you know, not a commodity transaction at all. There's a deep relationship that we think needs to be formed with a lot of the accounts. And so, you know, if you know your account base, you've been in their offices and seen how they work, then, you know, you need to be thinking about where does the SPAN product fit, and where our current reseller base is having the greatest success is when they really take it out and talk to their customers, people that they've been engaged with, not just on, you know, shipping a single product here or there, you know, your typical hang and bang, but where they have a deep understanding and a long-term relationship, they're able to position what benefits our products bring to them. So, yes, we are selectively continuing to recruit in the United States. We've got a terrific lineup of dealers, people who know their customer base really well and are pretty deep with product knowledge as well and committed to that. So we've got them, but we are selectively filling out other locations. In Western Europe, we've had a tremendous amount of success post ISE. That really was largely a recruiting show for us. We had a lot of prearranged meetings. People came by. They really reconfirmed or confirmed what it was that they were thinking that our product would do. In some cases, some of the distributors and resellers brought some of their established customers with them to ISE and got their firsthand reactions, and that really is what I'd say cemented their decisions around wanting to represent our product. So in Europe, we've got some excellent coverage in the UK, in the Netherlands, the Nordics, you know, Norway, Sweden, and Denmark are well covered. We still have some room for resellers in France and in Germany. Switzerland is covered. And then in a number of other countries, we've got, I'd say, discussions or negotiations kind of well along. So, you know, it's nicely fleshing out at this time in Europe.
Well, InfoComm would be a good time to do that, not only for Europe, but certainly in North America too, because everyone goes, right? I mean, you're definitely going to have the coverage. So, you know, they should definitely,
Absolutely.
yeah, they should go by your booth, North Hall 2847. But you're also going to launch up a software update, right?
We are. That is the first of a series of new product announcements coming from us. I mean, it's no surprise once you get started down the path with an application, it's just a matter of time before some updates are out, and the same will be true for us. So we'll be showing a new update for the software. You know, just a little tidbit, I guess. We've had so much input and feedback from customers and people seeing the product and working with it that we now have a backlog that we've scaled at over 2 full years of effort from what is now a large and growing development team. So it just gives you an idea of, I'd say, the richness of opportunity in this particular area for us to both add new functionality, but also tailor it to some specific customer uses. So we have prioritized the functions that people are asking for the most, and we'll be releasing that as our version 1.3 of the software. And in fact, we'll have a good number of those features already in the beta version of the software that we'll be working with at the show. So that's the first of the announcements. We've got a couple of, I'll call them extensions to the SPAN product line that we'll also be announcing. And so I'm not going to describe them at the moment, but we'll have that, we'll have those two new products in our booth at InfoComm. And then wrapping up the new product announcements is really something that we're pretty excited about, because it takes us into a new category, new to us. It's not a new category, but we've been able to take a fresh approach to the particular problem, and we think we've invented some pretty interesting technology that will add a dimension that when customers experience it, when resellers experience it, they'll be able to see what's so compelling and why we're so excited to be bringing a new product offering in that area.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I got a sneak peek of one of the products that you're going to launch at ISC, and I'm sworn to secrecy, as you know. But I mean, I think that you are very creative, and you're having people think about simplifying their workflow process quite a bit in ways that they didn't think was possible. But now with, you know, obviously with the user interface that you have and the system that you guys have put together, it works in both the educational and the corporate space, which is a bit unique. I mean, there aren't a whole lot of products that span, interestingly enough, that using the word span,
yeah,
but not that span both those markets. It's definitely something that, if you have not seen the Nareva product, go to the Nareva website, nareva.com, and check it out. We've shot a number of videos over the last year at both InfoComm and ISC that I think do a pretty good job explaining the technology. It goes in even, maybe even greater detail than some of the videos that you have on your website. So of course you can go to our website and just type in Nareva, N-U-R-E-V-A, and you can find those. So we'll be talking to you again before InfoComm, because we want to obviously talk about the new product launches. But I do appreciate you joining me this morning. Again, you're in the North Hall, booth number 2847. And of course, you can go to the Nareva.com website and kind of see what they're preparing as they launch these products closer to InfoComm. But in the meantime, you'll be able to get information on the software update even before InfoComm. So Nancy, I really appreciate you joining me. Thank you very much for getting up so early on your side of the country compared to where we are on the East Coast. But I look forward to seeing you at InfoComm.
All terrific. Thanks very much, Gary.
And thank you for listening. And of course, you can see all of our InfoComm coverage at ravepubs.com/InfoComm2016. Have a great day.